RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Welcome back. Ooh, what's wrong with your eyes? They're red and runny. Have you been drinking? Smoking something that's illicit? No, probably not. It's probably something that's happened to most people. And it's called pink eye. Quite frankly, if you've never touched your eye, you don't get it. So it is an extremely contagious virus. It's called epidemic conjunctivitis or pink eye. It comes in all forms. It can be mild, moderate, or severe. It can come from swimming pools that are improperly chlorinated. It can come in the winter with sniffles, sneezes, etc. And it usually has a latent period of about 5 days before the person starts getting a little redness, a little stickiness. And if you're really intuitive, you can sense it coming on just like you can sense a cold coming on. So I thought we'd discuss a little bit about it today, because adenovirus and the other viruses that can cause this are so common, especially in the winter season, especially in change in temperatures, and when people are immune compromised. They're also common with people putting things in their eyes and little kids touching their eyes, etc. So we need to be aware that even the chlorine and the fluoride does not kill everything in our water. And that we need to be aware that people who do have red runny eyes, you need to keep washing your hands, as do they. So we've learned, in addition to pink eye, that there are other viruses that can cause this as well. And they can cause simulating things, whether they be herpes, human respiratory tract, cytomegalic occlusion disease. But the be-all and end-all is a red, weepy, sticky eye. The two hallmarks are lids stuck together when you get up in the morning. You got to pry them open a little. And having a lymph node in front of the ear, in front of the opening to the ear on the skin where the sideburn would be, that there's a lump. So that just tells you this is indeed a viral issue. Often viruses, unlike bacteria, do not compromise the cornea initially. So you do not have a major vision loss. So you just have a lot of annoyance. Only after the acute conjunctivitis, the acute phase of the inflammation, can the virus start residing in the cornea. Now, the cornea, the front of the eye, has no blood vessels, so it can't immediately strike into the tissue. But what it does is it sends inflammatory cells, lymphocytes, and it sends proteins called complement to bind the virus and sort of tie it up. Well, you've tied it up, but it's still stuck in the clear cornea and doesn't get out very quickly. So we like to treat the pink eye situation within the first 7 days so it doesn't become chronic and give you opacities in the cornea. That's the term keratoconjunctivitis. Kerato is cornea. Conjunctiva is the gossamer membrane around the eye. So we know a few things. One is, even though we have antiviral treatments, we don't have a good antiviral medication for adenovirus. And so we sit around and suffer with this. Some people will go to an emergency room or go to their primary care doctor and will be given an antibiotic. Well, it's an antibacterial biotic, so it will affect bacteria. But this is not a bacterial infection. There's no pus. There's no excoriation on the cornea surface of the eye. It is entirely different. And therefore, it does not have any value. And with the copay or the cost of the antibiotic drop itself, it is truly a waste of time. On the other hand, these Primary care doctors and emergency physicians are afraid of steroids because if it's herpes, it can make it worse. Obviously, as an ophthalmologist, we're able, because of the slit lamp examination, to make a grape look like a watermelon. And so we can see in detail what the tissue looks like and help make a diagnosis. So the moral of the story is, go by the symptoms. If you have a symptom and it's getting worse, don't rub your eye and transport it to the other eye. Keep washing your hands. And go to your nearest ophthalmologist. The typical ophthalmologic therapy is an antibiotic-steroid combination, because the antibiotic will neutralize some of the lid bacteria against the possible secondary infection, which rarely happens, but the steroid will quell your response to the virus. The steroid will knock out a lot of the redness, the swelling, and the lymphocytes attacking the virus. The virus often will be self-limited in time. So the steroids, topically as an eye drop or as an ointment, will help reduce the inflammation and the disease. Now, I thought about it deep and hard. You know, trying to be the wizard means looking for another option on the menu. And I realized that doing ophthalmic surgery, doing cataract after cataract, what do we do to sterilize the eye before surgery? Well, we now give people drops, etc., but that's not 100%. We put iodine, 10% iodine, in the eye and on the eyelids. And that's what all surgeons do. Before the belly or the back is operated on, they do an iodine scrub called povidone iodine, let it sit for a little while, and wash it off, because some of the residue will stick. And iodine, I researched, will kill all viruses, AIDS, herpes, adenovirus, fungus, bacteria. It is like chlorine or fluorine. It will get in as a halogen and block the production of the cells, the bacterial cells. So I said, if we can put iodine in people's eyes before we do surgery and expect them afterwards to get off the table and feel good and get away with that, why don't we put iodine in people's eyes with pink eye? So I said, the first person I'll experiment with is myself. And on the 10th day of a bilateral infection, I had my technician put a Q-tip in a bottle of this povidone iodine, and I averted my eyelids after a drop of anesthetic, so the lid was inside out like that kid you knew in high school, and had them swab the lower and upper lid twice with the impregnated swab. And within 12 hours, I was so much better. And by the next day, the redness was almost all gone. So I started to incorporate that in my practice. And after the first 15 patients, wrote an article with my son in 1998 on iodine as the treatment of pink eye. So the take-home message is, you got pink eye, get to the eye doctor. First course of treatment could be iodine if you get it within the first couple days, if they know about it. Otherwise, it's going to be a topical steroid. It also, by going to the ophthalmologist, you become certain that it's not another issue. Swelling of the lid, inflammation, sty, chalazion, other virus, or mites, etc. We can see all those things on the eyeball. So we know you need to stay healthy during the holiday season. You need to stay healthy all the time. This is a common virus that attacks the eyes because of the constant mucous membrane exposure and due to the knuckles. So teach your family not to rub your eyes. Wash your hands if you do so. Don't share it with others. Pink eye is all over the place, and we can beat it. Again, as the Wizard of Eyes, I'm giving you the suggestions to be your own medical doctor. Be wise. I'm Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes.